1 in 30 slide American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank document. Here is the translated text as follows. 98X, American State Trials. McKee was told, well, he did. He went to both Dovers, but wherever he went, he wore the cap and military pants, Gordon's watch with the watch paper in it, Gordon's saddlebags, and the one boot with the identifying patch. He first visited his friends and relatives in Maryland. They had no suspicion of crime, but his strange actions and curious conduct proclaimed his mental disorder, as detailed in the depositions from Maryland. Eventually, he arrived in Dover, Delaware, where his parents resided. He stayed at a conspicuous hotel, visited his father and mother, and went everywhere publicly. He remained for days, even though the newspapers had carried news of Gordon's fate to the town. The police were present. Wentz, a constable, and perhaps a Philadelphia policeman, were consulting three lawyers on the best mode of arrest. Worrell learned they were after him, but he did not flee, attempt to escape, or secrete himself. Instead, he went to bed at the hotel. Before doing so, he hung up his vest on the bedstead with Gordon's watch in it and placed Gordon's saddlebags near him. The boot with its patch, the military cap, and the military pants were also there. In his trunk, he kept the frame of the daguerreotype, and in his pocketbook, along with the hair of a loved one and some other tokens of affection, was the receipt for money paid for the board of Mr. Strong and for the keeping of three stolen horses. Late at night, the police, led by Cousins, rushed into the room. Their preparation was such as proper caution would dictate to arrest a desperate, bloodthirsty, sane felon. Their actions were suited to that idea, but they only encountered a question, full of significance. Why did you not come in the daytime? Cousins had time to examine his arm for a tattooed mark. It did not require time to see the seven rings on his fingers. Every man and woman, in the cars, at hotels, on the streets, at the theater, or at balls, saw seven rings on the fingers of this fleeing felon. This refugee from justice, this sane criminal, urged by the instincts of self-preservation to hide his identity and baffle, yes, baffle, that is the word used by the most skillful detective who ever won police laurels. He changed his name, say the prosecutors.